I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New legislation in Russia introduced this month, if passed, will make evangelism in the country nearly impossible. If the legislation is passed, Slavic Gospel Association's Bob Provost says,
only religious groups that have been registered in Russia for at least 15 years will be allowed to engage in any evangelistic or missionary activity. Foreigners in Russia on a temporary visa, for example, if a North American church were to send a youth group over to help with a summer camp, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Visit our website to learn of the response of churches there and how you can get involved. Next, nearly 1,000 Aristomar Bible School students faced eviction from their temporary residence last week in Indonesia. The day before their eviction notice, the local government shut off electricity and water. And this led to the students demonstrating and creating a human barricade with their bodies. Riots ensued as police tried to evict the students. After extremists attacked their school in 2008, Voice of the Martyrs has supported these students and encouraged them to keep their witness for Christ. And we're wrapping up our series with HCJB Global and their Voice in Hands of Jesus challenge. We spoke with Kristen Vanderwell, who went to Haiti. With the flip video camera she won from the contest, she'll
hopefully be able to share with more people in the United States of what God is doing in Haiti.
Vanderwell's heart aches for needy kids in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation. For 6 weeks, she loved on orphans through her words and actions. Vanderwell and her church group also led a VBS for older kids in the orphanage.
Our theme of the week was God's love, and we used several different parables to illustrate to them the immense love that God has for them.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.